Hello and welcome to the Choreo Crime Podcast. My name is Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Today we are doing our first podcast with a video version, which will be on our YouTube channel, Choreo Crime, and
ChoreoCrimePodcast.com.
Today we are going to cover what is known as the Jeju ex-husband murder case. And this is by the female murderer, Go Yoo-jung. And she is the first case which we are going to cover that is perpetrated by a female. So Go Yoo-jung was born on February 2nd in 1983. She is the oldest of three children, and she has two younger brothers. She's from Jeju City and Jeju Island, and she was apparently reportedly from a good home and a good family and lived a very comfortable life. She graduated from Jeju National University with a bachelor's degree from the Department of Life Sciences, and it was at Jeju National University in a community club where Go met her future husband. His last name is Kong. We're not really sure what his first name is. Sources just call him Kong Mulshi, so I'm not sure if that's his full name or if they're using that as kind of an alias. Yeah,
identity protection, kind of.
Yeah, so they began dating at age 26, and 6 years later they were married in 2013. Their common hobby was hiking, and they went on overseas hiking trips with friends. Kong's best friend, Kim, described Go as sweet and affectionate. In 2014, in November, Go and Kong welcomed a baby boy into their family. And as life went on, Kong would confide in Kim that his wife would get aggressive in front of their son, but he didn't want to say too much more, as he wanted his son to have a good relationship. He didn't really want to speak badly about his son's mother, because that's always
parenting 101.
But things did not improve, and in 2017, they divorced. So Kong claimed spousal abuse, and Go accused alcohol addiction and absence, I guess. Kind of like, so Go received full custody of their son. So Kong didn't have the financial means to take care of the son, and so he was still enrolled at Jeju National University, completing his doctorate. Yes, so he was still completing school. So she was the one who got the custody. Now, he was allowed visitation. He visited twice a month. And Kong also worked part-time and used his graduate school research allowances for his child support payments. But Goal never allowed him to see their son.
Well, divorce is not very common here. To be sensitive about culture, divorce is a pretty taboo subject here. It's not something that's taken lightly. Like if I threw out, like at the school where we worked together, I wouldn't tell kids that my parents were divorced, even though it's like super common in the States, you know? It's nothing. Yeah. It's just a thing. But in Korea, it's much more serious. And a lot of people, I guess there might be prejudice against people whose parents have been divorced or people who have been divorced. So there is that sort of, like, you need to take this into account. It's not a light thing. In Korea, it's very different. And it's a lot less common than it is in the States.
Same with Canada. It's pretty much like the States, whereas, you know, divorce isn't really seen as a big deal anymore. Not that it's not a big deal, but it's more culturally acceptable than it used to be.
Yeah, it's not the 50s where, like, you don't get divorced, you just kind of suck it up now. In Korea, it's still pretty uncommon to have someone either admit that they're divorced or to sort of get divorced.
Yeah, I have had friends who, so she was divorced, but when she started dating someone in Korea, she didn't want him to tell the parents, like his parents, because they would he didn't want them to first meet her and be like, well, she's divorced, like, and put like a sour taste in their mouth before they actually knew her. So I don't know. Korea, I find, is very efficient with things. So
yeah, the paper,
I feel like if you didn't have any like assets combined or something like that, or children or stuff like that, then I think if it was just like early stages, then I know it doesn't take that long. You don't have to separate first, and then
you don't have to get lawyers in the same way.
Yeah, unless it's complicated, right?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas if it's like amicable and you're just like, yeah, we're just not the people for each other, go down to like the Huchong and just take care of it, I think.
So Kong would later try to get rights to Sia's son after he found out that Go would often drop, she would like drop their son off at her parents' house, but she still denied him access to see him. So there's this one instance that we can tell that Kong's mother begged Go to let Kong see his son. And according to Kong's younger brother, she mocked him about needing to bring his mom to help. Like, oh, like, you need your mommy to help you. Like, why can't you tell me on your own kind of thing? But I feel like he already did that. And she still just wasn't listening.
Said no. Yeah.
And I feel like he brought her in because at least they were all family. Like, you know how it is that,
yeah.
Well, you're married to a Korean. So, like, the family is very much involved.
Yeah. And, so, like, I mean, my mother-in-law came to me and was like, hey, like, not that my husband would ever want to get divorced, but like, if she came to me and was like, hey, I'm worried about your husband, I'm worried about my son, can you do this for me? I'd be like, yeah, absolutely, of course. Like, if he didn't come to me about something and she knew and she came to me, yeah, of course I'd listen. Doing insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah.
If he's just going to keep trying the same thing, it's not going to work.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe he thought it was better than, getting courts and lawyers involved. Mm-hmm. So later, Go married a man named Hong Tae. So Hong was previously married. So he also had a son around the same age as Hong's child. And so they moved, Go moved to Jeonju in North Chungcheong province, and that was to be with her new husband. And she left her son with her parents, and she still refused Kong to visit their son. So Go was married again, moved to Jeonju from Jeju, right? And now she left her son with her parents. So on March 2nd, 2019, in the city of Jeonju, Hong's son died while sleeping. So her new husband's son died when he was sleeping.
How old was the son?
It just says he was the same age as hers. So they had a kid, 2014.
Okay, so 2019. So around 5. But babies can either just sometimes they can just pass from SIDS, or if they're kind of smushed into a corner and something covers their mouth, they can suffocate. That's too old.
There actually was a case, I think, I'm not sure, there's a famous medical examiner in the US, and she actually reached out to him because her kids kept dying and she wanted to know why. No, because she would sleep with her kids. Now you don't really sleep with your babies or whatever, right? But her babies and her kids kept dying, and it's because they would sleep with her and she would roll on top of them, or they would roll in a way and they couldn't move. So yeah, that's what he found. Yeah. So I don't know if, because back then they weren't really aware of how
co-sleeping can be dangerous.
Co-sleeping could be dangerous. Like, they just did it. Like, in my crib, I don't even know if I had a pillow, but you never know. Back then, maybe I did and I just didn't suffocate. It really just depends. Like,
is that why that babies don't have pillows?
Yeah. Because if they roll onto their stomach and their head's in a pillow, they can't breathe, so they can't turn their face as much because their neck's not strong enough.
Oh, wow.
Don't
let me babysit infants, you guys.
Don't put pillows in cribs or, stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm. Isa.
Until they're older, until they can roll over on their own,
until they can hold up that melon on the top of their neck.
So the autopsy of Hong's son determined that he died due to asphyxiation. And Go was actually suspected by her new husband, Hong, especially after what happened. We're going to talk about the murder, but after the crime that she committed of her ex-husband, her new husband, Hong, started to get more suspicious of how his son died. So Go was charged for the son's death, but on November 7th, 2019, she was actually cleared of the murder charge of killing her stepson, and this was just due to lack of evidence. There wasn't any evidence of it. So while Go was living in Jeonju, Kong filed a domestic lawsuit to the court against Go in order to see his son. So remember, she wasn't letting her ex-husband see their son, So he filed a domestic lawsuit. And then on May 9th, the court found Goel in contempt of the law and ordered her to pick a date to let Kong see him. So this is where this leads into the murder. So Ashley, if you want to go on to the murder.
Also, side note, like, if you're in a marriage and one of the children die of asphyxiation and it's your stepson, why would the court not immediately look into this divorce and be like, why don't we look at this custody and why don't we suspend this custody for just like a little bit? Just in case.
I still think it was also, he still didn't have any like financial, but also the son wasn't even with her. It was with her parents.
So like keep them with the grandparents, but allow like back and make it so she can't see him at all, because it's like, that's, yeah. Okay. So on May 18th, 2019, Goh arrived on Jeju Island by a ferry boat with her son and her car. On May 25th, the day after my birthday, Goh met with Kang at a theme park with their son. And this was the first time that she had allowed him to see his son in 2 years, even though in the divorce proceedings, he was supposed to see his son twice a month. So they went to a supermarket to buy food, but they left the car in the parking lot. And they checked in at around 5 p.m. at the pension. So a pension is kind of like, it's like a hotel, but it's not just a hotel room. It's like, it's kind of like renting almost like a mini condo is how I would describe it. Like you have a kitchen, you have access to like cutlery and all of the things in the kitchen. There's a bunch of rooms. There's like sleeping. What is it? Yolk?
I've been to one with beds, but it depends where you go.
Okay. So like the ones I've been to, they usually just have like the yolk, like the traditional kind of like floor bed.
Yeah.
And like the blankets. Funny story though. Once, like, my friends and I were in a pension. I forget where we went, but we went to a pension and it got cold in the middle of the night, but I'm a really hot sleeper. So I woke up with one of my friends like plastered to my backside, like spooning me basically. I was a little spoon in the situation. And I was like, "Hey there, V." And she was like, "I'm sorry, but your butt is so warm. Can I stay here?" I'm like, "Okay."
So. Yeah, because you're cold. You're usually cold. Your skin is cold. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm freezing when I'm awake, but apparently when I go to sleep, that's when I heat up. It's the only time. But so yeah, a pension will have like a bunch of like sleeping rooms, like a common room and a kitchen. So you go there to sort of like, I've been there for dance MTs. It's it's called membership training, but basically you go there to drink. And you go there to like dance if you're in a dance community like I am. And you spend like the weekend and you eat and you dance. And like sometimes there's competitions. Like a lot of companies will take their employees on MTs to pensions on MTs, things like that.
Drinking. No, they're going to drinking, eat barbecue maybe, like Korean barbecue, eat like samgyeopsal or whatever, or make dinners together. You kind of do stuff together so that you can like function as a team, but not in like the actual work environment. It's like taking you out of the actual office environment and putting you into
like a personal environment where you work.
Yeah. It's like trip to build like community. And
exactly.
I went with my friends. We went to Gapyeong too. Gapyeong's really nice. And we went there, and that one I actually bought like a blow up mattress because there was only like enough rooms for like there was three of us, but I can sleep anywhere. Like I'm the person that can sleep anywhere. But
so at the pension, Goh made curry or kare for dinner, and later their son played video games in another room and went to lay down.
5 years old playing video games. Okay, maybe phone games.
I don't know. It just says video games. I don't know.
Kang went to go lay down. So Goh stabbed Kang, who woke up and ran to the kitchen and out the door of the pension and then succumbed to his wounds. But at around 9:50, the pension owner called Goh and heard her telling her son to go to bed. I'll be there after I clean up. Now, my question is, so some pensions are like, there's multiple people. You know, like there's multiple pensions, like there's a lot of people there. Did no one see or hear anything? Is that why the pension order called?
Like, did someone report shouting or a scuffling
maybe
sound, you know?
Maybe. Or sometimes, like, when you're at the pension, they were just calling to make sure, like, everything was all good. Like, we had everything we needed, like, or if we wanted, sometimes you can get barbecue service, right? So, they're like, I know the one that we went to in Gapyeong, they, like, called us and asked if we wanted barbecue service, and we're like, heck yes, we want barbecue. And so they bring you, like, the barbecue and, like they get it ready for you, like all this stuff ready and get it heated and whatever. So I don't know, or maybe if someone complained
of noise or something, because at 9:00,
or maybe someone saw him like outside. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, like, how big was Cole? Because if like I can lift my husband up, right? Like if I fireman style him, but dead weight is something completely different than if he's holding part of his own weight. You know?
Yeah.
How big was she that like? Not like judging here, but just I mean, like, how tall was she that she could like drag dead weight back into the pension if he ran away?
It says she's 1.6 meters, which is 5'2". So she's
dang, she's tiny.
Yeah.
I'm 5'6", 5'7" on a good day, and I can pick up my husband who's 175. Not weight, 175.
Like centimeters.
Thank you.
Your husband
he's like
is,
5'8".
Yeah, around it's almost 5'8". Yeah. 175 is 5.74. So
okay, then that might be off because I feel like he's 5'8", 5'9", somewhere in there. Mm. So because of like I just imagining me again 5'6", 5'7" on a good day. Dragging his dead weight because he's not a big dude, like you know, yeah. he's fairly slim. Imagining me dragging him in any way that would be like, I'm gonna throw my back out. I can think about it right now, and especially like if you're my age, I'm like, what, 35, I'm gonna throw my back out.
Seriously,
like I can't. I'm like, you're not, it's dead weight. Okay, she's strong, or maybe she prepared, maybe she brought one of those rolly wheels, you know,
I don't know. It's just but he was definitely sleeping, so yeah. She stabbed him while he was sleeping.
Exactly. But also just like the fact, like how could she carry that dead weight? Did she just start anyway? Okay.
There's a theory what she did. So
okay.
Yeah,
we'll go into that. Okay, so the next day Go dropped her son off at her parents' place and returned to the pension. I wonder how far away this is. So 2 days passed, or May 27th, and she checked out of the pension. And at this point, Kang's younger brother was worried because he's like, I haven't heard from my brother. What's going on? So he contacted the police. And as of today, Kang's body has never been found.
I think I would do that too, though, because his family knew he was going to see his son with Go Yoo-jung. So mm-hmm. I think they were a little bit worried because like, cause it's like your ex-partner, like your ex-spouse, and you're going to meet to see, and she's already denied you access to your son before. Oh, so now she's letting you see him? Like,
what's
you're
why?
Staying what at a pension too? The family court be like, hey, you need to let him pick a date. You need to let him see his son. But at the same time, I would be worried too if my friend was like, hey, I'm going to see my ex-wife, my ex-husband, whatever, to see my son, and then they stay overnight somewhere. That's a little weird, but I guess because
you don't hear from them,
and you hear nothing from them for like 2 days. That's yeah,
because we would be texting each other constantly. We'd be like, okay, you're good, let me.
So after being contacted by Kong's brother, the police called Go, and she told them that Kong attempted to sexually assault her, that she resisted, and then he ran away. Then the police asked Go to come to the police station to make a statement, but she told them she was no longer in Jeju. So they went to the pension, and I'll put the picture of the map up on the website, like where they actually have, like, she went here, she went here, that she went here. I believe they traced her phone. So they know where she's, like, where she took the ferry from. They know she went this way. They think she went this way, like, to do this, and then she went to her parents, and then she like to drop their son off, and then she went back to the pension. Like, I'm not sure exactly where her family lives, So oh, that's the
map now.
Yeah, there is a map.
Time of Jeju X husband murder case. Ah, okay. So she kind of did like a
Which is not hard to do if you live in Korea, to be honest, because everything is pretty well connected. You can get anywhere by transit, like be it train, boat. Some places you can take a flight from. Like it's not.
No, yeah, you can take flights from Busan. You can take flights from Daegu, I believe.
Daegu was discontinued, but yeah, like you can do that though, right? From like you take it from Jeju. Jeju's only like a 50-minute flight from Seoul.
Yeah, it's very short. As soon as you're up there, the pilots are already getting to land.
Flight attendants, please get ready for landing. After being contacted, he sexually assaulted her, and then she resisted, and then he ran away. And then she told the police that she was no longer in Jeju. So she told the police that Kang's family reported him to have attempted unalive himself 2 hours later. But that's her saying that, but I don't see anything that they've said about that. Like, they haven't reported that he said that to them, only she has told them. So they obviously know something's wrong.
Yeah.
So the police tracked Kong's phone to a neighborhood miles away from the vacation rental. So they tracked not her phone, but his phone to a neighborhood just a little bit away from the vacation rental, which was the pension, and found the car in front of the supermarket. But they didn't investigate the vehicle or the dash cam. And in Korea, many people have dash cams. Most cars just for insurance. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's too dangerous not to have it. I'm not saying people there are bad drivers. I'm just saying most people have dash cams, and I think it's smart. And I think we should start doing it in North America.
Are bad drivers. It's that the rules are different in Korea. The rules are different.
Mm-hmm.
Your blinker means I'm coming over, not I want
I might.
To. I'm thinking about it. No, it's coming.
It's happening. You have to move.
Yeah, get out of the way. Oh, and then the four-way flashers. So if you ever see that in America, it's probably someone who's not from the States. If they put on their four-way flashers as like a I'm sorry or thank you, because you know in the States we'll be like thank you or oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But if you use your hands here, I guess still seen as a little more aggressive. My husband explained, like if you're using your hands, it can be seen as aggressive. So like a thank you is fine, but if you're like, if you do, why are you using your hands to talk? Whereas like Americans or Canadians or Italians, we use our hands a lot when we talk. So
yeah,
he makes fun of me sometimes because I'll be like something like this, like the more you know.
So the vacation rental also did not have any security cameras, and so the police could never recover anything from there. But Kang's younger brother forwarded CCTV footage from a building near the vacation rental. Like his younger brother's doing
it. Brother.
That.
It was the one looking at the CCTV.
And he sends it to the police where Kang was last seen. So,
hey, okay, why don't you check that out?
You can see Kang enter the pension, but there's no footage of him leaving. So they know he entered the pension. He just never left. So, on the other hand, you can see Go enter the pension. And on May 26th, the next day, you see her with their son. And then you see her enter alone again. Because remember, she went back, she dropped their son off at her parents.
Yeah.
And then she went back. So, they see her exiting and entering again alone. And then she leaves again in the morning on May 27th in the morning with two large bags with her. And then you see her throw away two bags of garbage in the trash. So it doesn't say what was in it. It just says she has, it could be any kind of garbage, but it could be just like, I don't know, evidence. I don't know, but they never found him.
Thing is though, like, honestly, I'm kind of, where did she find like industrial strength trash bags like that? Because it's kind of hard to find. It's not like, there again, cultural difference. Like in the States, you can go get like the heavy duty, really big black trash bags that have that plastic that doesn't break easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's a little harder if you're not like a vendor, like if you're just a regular person to get those kind of trash bags, because we have to pay for our trash and we have to pay and separate, and we can only use for like 일반 쓰레기. we can only use certain bags, right? And the others, yeah, you have to recycle very carefully and they track your trash. So it's like, where did she get these? Like, if, let's say those bags were holding the body, they would have to be that industrial strength plastic. So I'm kind of like, where did she get that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because you buy your bags, you can get them from the convenience store or whatever. You get them in they're for specific regions because they have specific companies that they deal with that dispose of the trash. And food is different. It's like, I know in my town in Canada, we compost and we have bags, but they're not, you just go to the store and you get them. They're not like in Korea, you have to buy them. Same with your trash bags. You buy them, your food trash bags, you buy your,
ours is different.
Your regular.
We have the machines, not the food trash bags. So you just dump all your food trash in the machine, yeah, and it charges you. That's, yeah, where you pay. You don't buy the bags, you pay to actually throw it away.
Yeah, we had that at my other apartment. Yeah, we just threw it in the machines. Like, you, exactly, scan your card and then, yeah, and then it goes. And like, I like that system.
Flies. Yeah.
I know, but I like that system. I don't like that it charges me, but.
But yeah, maybe coupon, but like, even like, because we, you know, we keep our recycling on like our front entrance. Those plastic bags are fairly like thin. Like, if I crawled, yeah, inside and was like, Caitlin, pick me up, it would immediately break.
Yeah. I'm not sure how strong these were, but again, we don't know what she's throwing in these trash bags. It could be literally just trash.
Yeah.
She's just seen on the CCTV throwing them out. I don't know what's in them. They never say. So, and they never found him. So it couldn't be.
So 4 days after Kong's disappearance, the police entered the pension. 4 days. Police conducted a luminol test. So luminol, you might have seen this on like police procedural kind of TV shows. It's a chemical that exhibits chemiluminescence. Oh, that's a fun word. Chemiluminescence. So basically, it blows glue. under black light when it's mixed with something that oxidizes like blood. So if you see on a police procedural, they'll bring out like the black lights and they'll spread luminol everywhere. And if it lights up blue, there's been a little blood here. Like, I remember in Gone Girl, when the police come in and they're like, oh, that's a lot of blood there. And then like, cause she messily cleaned it up to make it look like he had like staged the crime.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, also, I think it can react with other things. So,
oh yeah, like anything that oxidizes. So anything that would like either rust. So sometimes it'll, yeah, react maybe with rust, etc. So there are false positives, of course. During the investigation, security footage from the supermarket was found from May 22nd, so 3 days before Kong's murder, where Go bought cleaning supplies, a knife, and rubber gloves. So it's assumed that she cut up his body, which is my thought, and fit him into the two carry-on bag suitcases that she brought to dispose of him. So they also found search terms on her phone, like sedatives, fatal dose of nicotine. You're going to overdose someone on nicotine? I mean, that's a terrible way to go. Like, any overdose, yeah, is bad, but like a nicotine, I think it'd be liquid, because you know how you can go to the vape stores and get that? Mm-hmm. I think it's an easily accessible thing that you can overdose someone on. Mm. And it's pretty, if someone, I think it was in a Hunter Killer. That's what it was. It was one of my Hunter Killer games. They overdosed someone on nicotine as well as something else. But,
oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you can, the amount of nicotine in the body would be very high, but I think it wouldn't be like, oh, maybe they did it for themselves. Maybe it was an accident, something like that. Mm. So taser, incinerator, grinder, the weight of bone, travel bags, and they also found a prescription for Zolpidem, commonly used for insomnia. And the prescription was for about 7 days worth. And my dude, you need to use a browser that doesn't track your history. Like, listen, if you're going to be searching weight of bone, grinder, sedative, fatal dose of nicotine, taser, incinerator, travel bag, I don't know, get a VPN. Like,
you know what's funny? I always say that, but sometimes when I'm researching this stuff, I never forget to use it. You could totally track it. like where it's going, because I use the browser specifically for the podcast for this. So it's not kind of like the account for it. So I think it's kind of, yeah, you can see all my scripts and stuff. So yeah. I don't know. So if they really like, wanted to look FBI. Into me, please, FBI, RCMP, which was the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Oh, the Mounties.
The Mounties, please don't arrest me. I'm just researching.
Caitlin, she was just doing research. That's
I'm cool. just researching, that's I cool. promise. Yeah, so it said like 4 days after, so after they conducted their luminol test, and Go was arrested. So on June 1st for the murder and mutilation. When Go claimed Kong tried to sexually assault her and she defended herself, she told the police she'd received texts from Kong on May 27th. So 2 days after the murder. So she said she threatened she would tell the police. He apologized, claiming he was surprised she had remarried. And the police would later discover that these texts were manufactured by Go.
Like, did she have his phone? I thought the phone was...
Yeah. I'm assuming she did it and then she got rid of it. Like, yeah. She did it, and then...
She somehow got rid of it, like, maybe on the ferry back or something, but, like, also, like, there's forensic, I don't know what it's called, but, like, linguistic forensics is really good in that, like, if you analyze my text patterns over the past, like, what, the 15 years, not that it would be that far, like, let's say 3 years, you would have a voice, right, of me. You would know my voice, my texting style, my nicknames that I call people, because I don't call people by their names. Usually I call it like, hey, babe, hey, love, hey, like.
Yeah, you can tell. Range.
Yeah. Whereas Caitlin does, like, she texts, like, things differently than I do. She, her LOLs or, like, things like that. The way she texts is different than I text. So unless you have been studying this person's texts for, like, a year and a half, I mean, yeah, you can try to imitate their voice, but, like, especially... Men also text differently than women do it in general. Like, women apologize more. Excuse me. We use more emoticons. You know what I mean? Like, we soften our words, whereas a lot of men would just, hey, Alexandra, like, or
with a little squiggle.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Squiggle. So you can definitely tell, like, speech patterns, especially. And like, if you grew up in different places, like, South Korea even.
Yeah. Well, we even talked about that in another one in the Busan newlywed case, when they couldn't find the unsolved one in episode 3, unsolved. There's 3 unsolved cases. They found out that it wasn't like her texting pattern. It was a different way that she spoke in her text messages.
Yeah, she was much softer in her text messages, and she used the yo, not the, like, the snida, you know?
Yeah, she didn't use like the formal. She just used like the polite.
Yeah, which is very noticeable. This is an island northwest of Jeju. It takes about 2 hours, 40 minutes. So it's believed on this boat trip that Go disposed of plastic bags with some of Kong's body parts into the sea. This is a very unfun version of under the sea. On this day, investigators also found, I know, yikes, indeed. Investigators on May 28th, 3 days later, Go got onto a boat at around 8:30 to 9:30. Sources differ about when she actually boarded. And this was from Jeju Island to Wondo, which is an island northwest of Jeju. And it takes about 2 hours, 40 minutes to get there from Jeju. So it's believed on this boat trip that Go disposed of the plastic bag with some of Kong's body parts into the sea. And my question is she just tossing them like, bye, like Rose in the Titanic? Okay. Or is she opening and disposing? Now, if she's opening, wouldn't someone smell like rotting? Or, yeah. Or like, did she freeze him? Like, so it wouldn't smell like, because death has this very specific smell. And I guess it smells kind of sweet, like the smell of decay, like a bad sweet, obviously. But you would think someone would notice, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she ordered on this day, the investigators also found that Go had ordered an electric saw, which she had shipped to her parents' apartment in Gimpo, Gyeonggi-do province. Electric
You're using an electric saw. And I don't know if her parents, like, they actually lived in the apartment in Gimbo or if they just had, like, an apartment in Gimbo. So,
yeah.
Because like, then I'm wondering, didn't her parents wonder why there was a package for her that was, like, maybe they couldn't see it because it was wrapped, but, like, wouldn't they be kind of suspicious? And, like, of the noise if they were there?
I mean, an electric saw.
Yeah, if she did it there, like,
or even just tested it out. I mean, yeah, so maybe they didn't live there, but also, like, at the same time.
If I dropped my phone in my room on the floor, my mom's like, are you okay?
Here. But, like, when I
So the next day, go return to an apartment in Gimbo. So I don't know if this is the same apartment, if she returned to her parents' apartment, or if she just. So she went there from Wando, where, again, she is believed to have destroyed more body parts. So after she returned to the apartment in Gimbo, she is believed to have destroyed more body parts. And they also found out that she bought a ladder, some tarp, and a cleaning suit. So kind of like the Tyvek suits that you can see in, like, different crime shows, or, like, even if you're, like, painting, I think sometimes people buy them so that they don't get paint all over their clothes. And so
again, in my head, I'm just thinking hazmat suit.
So on May 31st, it is believed that Go placed the remaining body parts into the garbage bin at around 3 a.m. So this is still in Gimbo. And so then she travels back to her house with her new husband. So yeah, so she travels back to the home that she shared with her new husband, which is in Jongju, and then she was arrested on June 1st. So after being arrested, she changed her story and told the investigators that instead of Kang trying to sexually assault her, he tried to attack her when she was cutting a watermelon, and that's why she stabbed him. So now she's admitting that she stabbed him, but he tried to attack her. Changing stories.
I mean, that always bodes well for murders. When they changed the story, it's a really good tactic.
So on June 5th, 4 days later, after her being arrested, investigators believe that they had found bone parts at the waste recycling plant in Incheon. But I don't think these weren't identified as his, but they're very suspect, like it's suspected that they're his bones. But you can't really, I mean, they probably could tell, but it's not like a, you know, 30-minute episode of CSI or something. It takes forever.
I mean, yeah, and, like, with bone, if there's no, like, blood DNA on it, can't they only, like, carbon date it and say, okay, it's male, it's this old, you know?
I think they can do marrow.
But what if there's no, like, that's what I'm asking. If there's no marrow, are they?
Because
if it's a fragment, you know?
Yeah, it just says bone parts. It doesn't, like, say what.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where, like, how big, or, like, whatever. It doesn't say, like, it could be animal, it could be whatever.
Yeah, because I know if you've got bone marrow, then you can do, like, a DNA sample, but, like, I'm just thinking, like, a shard of bone, you know? Like,
it could be that. It could be just a shard, so who knows? So during a jail visit between Go and her husband Hong, she asked the police had taken, like, she had a pouch, so she asked him if they took the pouch. So her husband, Hong, looked for the pouch, and inside he found the prescription for Zolpidem, which we said before was commonly used for insomnia. So they found the actual prescription, and then he gave it to the police.
Well, obviously, he was a little
suspicious. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think I would be too.
Same, especially if, like, you kill my kid.
Well, and she was already arrested at this time, and, like, she's like, oh, did they find my pouch? Like, clearly she's trying to hide something. So 5 days later, after they found the bone parts, so on June 10th, the National Forensic Service detected Zolpidem in the blood from Kang found at the pension, found that it was his blood, and then they detected the Zolpidem in it.
So she drugged him to go to sleep, but he woke up maybe during the stabbing. Well, he woke up during the stabbing and tried to get away.
Yeah, I think that was kind of her plan, was to sedate him and then, like, be it putting in his food or in his water or whatever. And then he wouldn't know. He would feel sleepy. He would go lay down because she's so small.
Mm.
Like, she's like 5'1", 5'2".
She'd be overpowered. So she was worried about that.
Yeah. So I think that was kind of her plan.
Yeah, actually, that holds up. Like, most women who kill, like, their number one use is poison.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not just to like kill them, it's like to sedate so they don't have to overpower, right? Sometimes it's to kill.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then on June 12th, she was referred to the prosecution office, which is very normal. I think that happens here too. I'm not sure exactly, but in Korea, yeah, it goes to the prosecution's office. And then, you know, it's kind of like here in the US. Like the police refer it to the prosecution office, then they decide if they have enough information. So the prosecution concluded that Kong's murder was premeditated because she made like this whole trip, right? Like it didn't have to be a trip, but she made it.
Terms and things yeah. She bought. Yeah.
Yeah. All the things that she bought and whatever. So she kind of painted Kong as the assailant, but it obviously.
Yeah. It didn't end up in court very well.
No. So the court found Goh guilty on February 20th. 2020 and then sentenced her to life in prison. And in Korea, it's worth to note that they don't have a jury in Korea. They have three judges, kind of like the German system that way, that they have three judges instead of a one judge and a jury kind of deciding, unless it's like a bench trial.
This case is pretty cut and dry.
Oh, and then there was, but then the Supreme Court, there's three levels of court. There's like the lower level court is for confirmed the life sentence. So it
should not get out.
Yeah, no. So they took it to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court, the judges decided that no, she needs to be locked up. And this happened November 5th, 2020. So this was like 9 months later, they upheld it. So
there's reason in their eyes.
They found her guilty on charges of murdering her ex-husband and abandoning his body.
I just like this guy wants to see his kid. That's all he wants. We can never know like what actually happened, but like if she's painted as the aggressor, and again, there's that saying, there's always three versions of the truth, right? What person A said, what person B said, and then what really happened. But
yeah, usually it's somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah. If you've got Kim, like Kong's childhood friend saying like, yeah, I saw her be aggressive. Like, he told me that she was aggressive. And I'm like, but then him being like, but I never saw that. Like she was always sweet in person. It's just like, but of course, you know, like narcissists or people who are abusive are really good at playing that, you know, public role of pretending to be the good person. It's quite easy enough. Like, and they save like the bad for later when they're at home with the person they're abusing. It's just, God.
It's very strange because,
yeah.
But you also, but I kind of wonder what the motive would be. Like, I totally get the motive. Like, not that we
get her motive. I don't want anyone to distract you from me.
That's true too.
Because it seems like what's hers is hers. Like, I feel like she thought of her son as a possession. Like, this is mine. You can't have it anymore because you divorced me. Okay, no more son for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I also feel like still in Korea, it's very hard for a father to get full custody of the children.
Yeah, I agree there. It's mothers are preferred in general.
Since she was working and he wasn't.
Yeah, so she could prove that she had the financial means to support her kid.
Once he graduated and became a professor, that would be a really good job in Korea, you know?
Yeah, so I think, well, and it said like he even had like a part-time job, so he was trying. It wasn't like he wasn't trying. So all he wanted to do was see his son. He just wanted to see his son. And that's what makes this so tragic, is that he wanted to see his son. He got to see his son. But then she had to.
One last time.
She had to go. Props to the brother, the younger brother.
Yeah, for literally getting
the CCTV. Seriously, getting the CCTV, calling the police. Like, he knew something was up. I also find it strange that they never searched the car.
Yeah, or the CCTV around. Like,
yeah, never.
It seems very strange to me. Yeah, it's like,
especially because this was 2019, I guess.
Yeah, they were surveilling people anyway to make sure that people weren't in groups, you know, like of over five.
Yeah, so that was the Jeju ex-husband murder case by Koo Yoo-jung. I hope you enjoyed. I don't know if enjoyed is the right word for this, but enjoyed the information, I guess, and enjoyed. And let us know what you think of the video version, if you like it, if you hate it. If you don't like it, then
if you don't want to stare at our faces anymore.
Let us know. We just thought we'd give this a try.
Yeah. You're like, no.
No. Get rid of those faces.
We don't want to look at you anymore. Take it away. Take it away.
So thank you so much for listening or watching and or watching.
We're both listening and watching at the same time, not just background noise.
Also, I don't know if you can tell, but Ashley is in daytime because she's in Korea. And right now I'm in Canada. Yay. So it is nighttime. So that's why this one took a little bit longer to film because we needed to figure out. Well, first I came home in March. So
and I changed jobs. So I was super busy.
We thought, wow, it's Korean. She thought, let's actually record because she has time off. It's my weekend. Like, it's all good.
Really long.
But yeah, so thank you so much for listening and watching, or both.
And see you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.